Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 60. Today we'll be keeping up with the Joneses. We got straight out of Alaska. We got Y period, T period, Jones. How you doing, brother? Can you hear me? Okay, let's try this again. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, you heard the introduction. Nice. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. We're proud and honored to have you today. We know we're blessed to have you because you're a busy man. So we're going to keep this sort of short, do like a half a show today, but we're grateful to have you.
Thank you. I enjoy doing what I do. So anytime I get to talk to you, it's an honor. So.
Yes, we're proud and honored to have you in the NGW Green Room straight out of Lakewood, Washington. So that was an honor, too.
Thank you.
And then tell
what's
everyone
going on? What do you want to talk about?
Tell everyone
I actually have a show today. I actually have a show today called Pride Before the Fall. And we actually had a show last night at the Willowa Social. So we're coming up. We're doing... coming off of back-to-back shows and everything. So the next one is actually in an hour or so.
Okay, and then you want to give out your schedule right now as much as you want. You're welcome to give out your schedule.
So our schedule for 907 Pro Wrestling, we run every second Saturday of the month, and it's pretty consistent. We're even on YouTube. If you've missed any of the shows, you can go on YouTube, just type in 907 Pro Wrestling, and we have all 2 years of our shows from start to now on there, so you can catch up with the whatnots and all that good stuff. And yeah.
Okay, right on. And then how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Facebook under my YT Jones account, and then they can also get a hold of me on my Instagram account, Mr. YT Jones.
Okay, nice. Okay, here we go. What, for the first timer question, what got you into the crazy world of professional wrestling?
I had a troublesome childhood growing up, and pro wrestling was one of the only things that really helped me, like, calm down and everything. So it really kind of, I tell people all the time, pro wrestling pretty much saved my life because it gave me a purpose.
Nice. Okay. And then where did you get started? I see you're from Florida.
Yeah, I'm originally from Tallahassee, Florida, but I actually got started in pro wrestling here in Alaska under JT West. I've been under his tutelage for the past going on 11 years now this October.
Right on. Yes, I've been following you for at least 10 years, and man, I'm impressed. You've conquered a lot of the northwest area of North America, right? I mean, Jesus.
Oh, I was all over Washington before the whole COVID thing hit. I was all over the place.
Okay, nice. And then let's see, who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was sports, music, wrestling, ordinary life, or all of the above?
Well, in sports, it was Ron Simmons, because, like, him winning the title was, like, something monumental to me as a little kid. It showed me that if he can do it, then, you know what I mean, I have a chance of doing it too as well, or I have a chance of at least succeeding in this business where most people wouldn't think that they could succeed. So that really meant a lot to me to watch him win that title from Vader.
Damn, exactly. Yes. We'll give another damn for that, right?
Damn. Yep.
Okay, now what about in music and in sports?
So in music, I was kind of all over the place. I'm old school. I was born in 76, so it was the OJs, it was the Temptations, it was really those guys, and, you know, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, stuff like that.
Nice, and I've been honored to work for the OJs and the Temptations and see them many times where I've been was a local roadie in Washington for 15 years. So, yeah, I've seen over 750 shows now.
Oh, man, you got me beat.
Okay, and then let me see, what about in ordinary life? Would you like to give any plugs to anybody in ordinary life that helped you succeed where you're at right now?
My coach, JT West, he's one of the ones that actually pointed me into a direction. He told me, he said, I'm going to give you the tools to succeed. You just have to know how to apply them and when to apply them. And ever since then, I've been on the path of succeeding myself. So I have him to thank a lot for that.
Nice. And you've managed some top talent, including the Northwest's own Randy Zellers. Tell the fans about the wrestlers you've worked with personally.
Personally, I've worked – I got a couple of MMA guys that I work with. One guy, Kid Money. I'm working with another guy, Calvin James. And then I actually just added my first female to the group, Rena Lejo. She's a nice up-and-comer, somebody that you might want to start watching out for as well.
Nice, and we're honored to have Calvin James in the NGW Green Room, too, one day back in SCW.
Nice.
Okay. And then did you play sports in high school or growing up?
I played at the Boys and Girls Club, but I really didn't have a team. But, yeah.
Okay.
What's up?
I interrupted you. Sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying I wasn't really too into sports as a kid. I mean, I watched it, but I wasn't one of those, oh, I have to get out and do that type deal.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And then what? Tell the fans about your self-defense background besides just wrestling.
It's just pro wrestling. I didn't take any type of karate or anything like that. As far as, like, the self-defense thing, you know, you grow up with a bunch of brothers and sisters, so, you know, you learn how to fight and all that good stuff. But other than that, I don't have any type of martial art background or anything like that.
Okay, and then, you know, a lot of things people don't realize is pro wrestling is a mix of so many styles. So
it really is.
Saying pro wrestling, and people just take for granted, oh, pro wrestling, that's everything's fake. Well, no, it's about 20 different styles infiltrated into one style.
Yep.
That's pretty dangerous on its own. Exactly.
It really is.
Okay, now let's see here. The next category is called memorable matches. Tell the fans, what are some of those most memorable matches you've ever seen? That includes VHS, tape, internet, live, whatever.
Memorable, we're going to have to go back to the Ron Simmons versus Vader. I'm always going to remember that. You know, and as far as, like, lately memorable matches for myself personally, my client went up against Sunny Kiss recently, a couple months ago. Kid Money went up against Sunny Kiss of AEW, so that was pretty cool. We got a pretty nice chant going on in that match. So it was an honor to watch Sunny work. You know, watching Sunny work on TV is totally different than watching her work in person. She is so talented. It's amazing.
Awesome. Okay. All right. And then let's see. What about some of the most memorable matches you've been involved in?
I actually only had one match that I was actually involved in. It was with this guy named Bert Ringo. I was actually doing this storyline to where I was leaving the company, and I needed a reason to leave the company, so I got into a match with him, and that was my exit out of the company for a while.
Okay, and then now, still on that subject of memorable, now, when I say memorable matches you've been involved with, I mean even as a ring announcer, you know what I mean? Ring announcer,
yeah.
Manager. What are some memorable matches you've had as a manager?
As a manager,
earlier,
when I first got into this business, my coach JT West, he was actually my first client. I helped him win the title, and it was just one of those things that it made me feel good to be on the scene like that as a manager. So that was that's one of those things that I'm always going to remember as well. Like that first championship that I actually got to help somebody win.
Nice. Okay. And then who are some of your favorite people to work with and favorite promotions?
Well, I love all the promotions that I work with and everything. One of the people that I really love working with down there in the Washington area was CJ Edwards. That dude is amazing.
Yes, definitely. Okay. And then let's see, who are some of the toughest opponents your wrestlers have faced?
We just, last night, my client actually faced Fala Ba. That was pretty tough. We faced KM and Fala Ba as a tag team. And then pretty much half our roster is pretty damn tough. We had to face Jet Lucas. We had to face Bryce and Axel. All those guys, they're tough and up-and-comers as well.
Awesome. We love to hear about the up-and-comers, yes.
Yep.
Okay, now let's see here. The next segment is called Favorites. Now, have you been on Turnbuckle Turmoil with Sign Guy?
I have.
Okay, yes. I'd like to get you back on there. I've been co-host with him on Sundays for over 2 years now, and then he got me started on my own show. So then usually Sign Guy joins me for half my show. So we really owe a lot to him, and we really appreciate him. But this next segment is called Favorites.
I love that guy, man. He's awesome.
Favorites is, I'm sure Sign Guy and the rest of the fans would like to know what your favorite coffee to drink is.
What my favorite coffee to drink is?
Yes.
Espressos.
Any certain brand or flavors?
Not really. As long as it's a good cup of coffee, I'm there.
Okay, nice. All right, and then what are your favorite concerts you've seen?
My favorite concert I've seen? I'm about to age myself a lot right now. One of my favorite concerts that I ever seen was back in the day they had the MC Hammer Boys to Men TLC tour going on. That was my first concert that I ever went to. That was pretty freaking awesome. And then I went to I Love the 80s concert. I got to see Vanilla Ice. I got to see Biz Markie before he passed away, Cisco, and a lot of those other guys. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, what a blessing. Nice. Okay. And then let's see here. What have been your favorite sports teams in your life?
Favorite sports team? Well, when I actually did watch sports and everything, hopefully I don't get booed for this, but Green Bay Packers was my favorite team.
Okay, yeah, you can't lose with them, man. They've been winners for a long time after being losers for a long stretch. Once they became winners, it's been pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what are your suggestions for people wanting to get into the business? And what I mean by that is not just in the business, but like as a wrestler and then as a manager?
Well, number one, when you get into this business, if you want to try to get into this business, the first thing you need to have is thick skin, because people are going to tell you things that may hurt your feelings, but they're only telling you this to help you out. You know, nobody's trying to bury you or anything like that. It's all about how you process the information that's given to you. And if you're going to be in this business, you need to take it serious.
Okay, exactly. And then what schools would you like to suggest?
If you're here in Alaska, the 907 Pro Wrestling Academy, we're actually the only professional wrestling school in Alaska in the entire state. So if you're up here and you want to try out, we're always having open tryouts. Anywhere and pretty much everywhere in Seattle, anywhere that has a school out in Seattle, I would say get on that if you're in that area, because there's a lot of schools out there. So.
Okay, nice. And then, hey, what else would you like to plug or promote?
Well, we are having another bar show October 6th. At the Willowaw Social, because last night was very successful, so they asked us to come back again, and we're trying to make that a monthly thing. So we'll see how the October show goes, and then if the October show goes well, like we're wanting it to, then it's pretty much going to be a monthly bar. So.
Okay, nice. And then, man, I love Alaska. I fished in Alaska for 5 years. I started out as a processor. And then I made it to a fisherman. And then after that, I went to refrigeration school and then got to go up there and work as a refrigeration engineer in the ammonia refrigeration plants for seafood companies. And typical thing, check it out, my mom died when I was 18 and she was 34 of muscular dystrophy. My dad kicks us out. I end up graduating on my own. And then I was like, man, I'm going to Alaska. I went to Alaska. And, you know, I had no place to go home or I would have quit just like 90% of the people quit. It's too hard. It's 12, 18-hour days, miserable conditions. They're yelling at you. You know, not many people can do it, you know. And I admit, if I had a place to go, I would have quit. I would have quit too, brother. And if I would have quit, I wouldn't have got to spend the next 4.5 years there. And become a fisherman, and I went to 50 different cities. I did salmon, herring, apelio, king crab, and then processed for most of it. And then I got to become a deckhand and go on ships from Mississippi all the way to Tacoma and then back to Alaska. And I've flown up and down and drove the boat up and down a half dozen times each. I only got to see the Northern Lights one time. And I'm sure you've seen them many times.
Yeah, many times.
Okay, nice. All right. Well, hey, man, I pretty much got most of my questions in. I mean, you got merchandise and all kinds of stuff. And then tell us about your nicknames. I know one of them is Sprinkle Sprinkle, right?
Yeah, that's just my saying. Just that I really don't have a nickname. Well, just YT or, you know what I mean, Mr. Jones. But I've... That's as far as that. I really don't have a nickname.
Okay, sign guy always corrects me with Y period T period Jones.
Yes, that's what it is. Y period T period Jones. You got to say the whole thing.
Exactly. Okay. And let's see. All right, brother. I guess that's about it. I mean, you want to plug your what you got coming up and your information again. You're welcome to.
Oh, yeah. So there is one other show that we have coming up called WrestlePro Alaska, September 29th. And like I said, anytime anybody wants to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me on Facebook through YT Jones, or you can get a hold of me on Instagram under Mr. YT Jones.
Okay, nice. And then what about, you got your own rap or your own ring song, entrance song?
Yeah, I do. I actually had a buddy of mine. Make a song for me personally, because I wanted something that I could have my own and I can just take it anywhere I went.
Awesome. Okay. And then what about your own personal rap, like, or saying?
Just sprinkle, sprinkle.
Okay,
that's,
brother.
That's my saying.
are you able to play your song for us so we can hear it?
Actually not right now. I'm actually on my phone. I don't have a computer in front of me, or
okay.
If I would.
All right, brother.
But
hey,
I do have it. I do have it on my actual Facebook page. You just have to go find it. It's probably buried under a bunch of stuff I'm constantly posting. But, yeah, I every once in a while I'll post it back up on my page.
Okay, nice, man. Thank you so much, brother. I wish you all the luck in the world. We appreciate you and what you've done for wrestling and what you stand for. And we're just grateful, man.
Well, thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks again.
Right.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. All right. Y period T period Jones, baby. Right there. All right. Okay, man. Today the Mariners are in Tampa Bay battling the Devil Rays, they were called yesterday on the throwback Friday there. And let's see, we're losing 5-4, but we got Hernandez at the plate with one out in the top of the eighth. So hopefully we can come back and win this game because we're still in the second place of the wild card race of the three teams. I think we're a half game up in the wild card there. All right, everybody, we thank you so much. And next week, the 16th, we got Kenny Hamlin. And then on the 23rd, we got Nice Man Hank Miller. And then we're still looking for someone for the 30th. We'll let you know as soon as we can. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room. There are hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And, of course, this Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday at noon Pacific. And thank you so much for Joe Love and the Never Were for the Coach Mike Jones Show walk-on song.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.